How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question. ESL teachers, like all teachers, particularly new ones, can get nervous. But what is this really all about, and what do you do? Well, thinking about what's behind the nervousness of ESL when you're teaching in a classroom, I mean, the uncontrollability factor, that it's you and it's this group of people and, you know, everyone has different personalities, they have different cultures. There's a lot of things, and you're looking at people you don't always know how to interpret their body language, their facial expressions. So, you know, teachers tend to scan the room and think to themselves, oh, is everyone engaged? Are they enjoying the lesson? Are they understanding? Am I going to have some classroom management issues? And you're thinking, a lot of new teachers are thinking these sorts of things, when really what they need to be doing is focus completely on the students, focus on engaging with them, the students' needs, and making a connection with the students. So number one thing is you really need to not think about yourself, not think about how you're feeling. Don't worry, don't overthink it, because you know, nerves happen to everybody, and to a certain extent, they're forgivable. But if you focus on that while you're teaching, that nervousness that you're feeling or whatever, you might just be having a bad day. That is going to translate in your body language, in your voice, in the way you present. So if you start doing this, you need to get a hold of yourself quickly. Now, what do you do? Now, I've had this experience when in my very early days, and this was as a TESOL trainer, I had to take over a class because the teacher didn't show up. And this happened to be the first one I ever taught. And I got nervous because I was looking at this room of nearly 30 people. They were all staring at me, and I was like hitching in my voice, hyperventilating a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? You know? And I started to tell myself off. I'm like, that's it. Be quiet, you stupid. I won't tell you what I called myself, but it wasn't a good word. All this in my head. Like, I'm like, you know what to do. You know what these people need. Just focus on them and give it to them. And the minute I did that and I stopped thinking about how I felt, worrying about how they seemed or appeared, looking at that reflection off of me, everything was fine. I just was like, right, this is what you need and this is how I'm going to help you, and got straight into it. And it's the same with ESL teaching. So, you know, there in my early days, there were times when I did not feel like teaching at all. You had to walk in that classroom, all the students are looking at you expectantly, and you have to, and you feel like you have to perform, and that's wrong. It's not a performance. You're going in there and you're going in there to help these people and connect and engage with them so that they can actually connect with you and the learning and participate almost without will. Like it's an automatic process, that engagement between you and the students, and the students and themselves are the students. So you're looking to let go. And, you know, just think to yourself, don't overthink. That's so funny. Think to yourself, don't overthink things. But don't have a conversation in your head while you're teaching. Stop that. You don't want to be doing that. And don't look at the students and try and base what you're doing on how students are reacting. Again, you know what's good for them. You know what you should be presenting, and present it, and then do so in a way that will engage them and get them involved very quickly, whether it's writing on the board, whether it's answering questions, whether it's reading out the instructions and or explaining the instructions to other students. Get your students engaged quickly so that they are participating in the learning from the get-go. It gives you some breathing space to calm your nerves. Stop and think, yes, these students want this lesson. They want to learn. I'm just here to facilitate that, and then you can, your nerves will just calm right down and you'll be able to focus on the material and how you're going to engage the students with it.